Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. If you have not yet, you know, made a decision to follow Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, listen, now is the time. Today is the day. You know, and go to meetmyfather.org so you can begin a relationship with him. And if you have made a choice to follow God and make Jesus the Lord of your life, but you're not practicing anything the Lord has laid upon you, remember, he says, the ones who actually hear this word of mine and they don't put it into practice is like somebody who builds their house on the sand. I don't care how pretty and how big your, quote, house is. It's going to fall. It's going to crash with a big crash. If it's not built on Jesus, if you're not practicing what he said, which not singing about it, you know, not talking about it, you know, but practicing it, you know, practicing what he said. And he says, now the one who practices it, the one who practices the word of God are the one that when the storm comes, and they do come, and it comes with a big winds and all this different stuff, that your house will stand. It's not that you won't go through storms. Mm-hmm. It's that your house will stand. You'll be able to stand. You know, things, we may lose things and stuff like that, but you will stand, mm-hmm. you know, maybe with a limp, but you'll stand because God's able to make you stand, putting it into practice and understand that a false gospel has been preached, and that's how we got to this point, that you don't have to practice. You don't have to walk in the ways of God. You can just say a prayer, and that's not true. He said, if you don't put these words into practice, you know, practice what is being preached. If you're not doing what you're saying or doing what, you know, the Lord says, he says, you're going to fall. You're going to fall with a great, great crash. And so it's important to know that you don't have to worry about anybody. You don't have to worry about what people are thinking or anything like that, because your answer alone. You just need to make a decision for yourself. You know, say, hey, you know, I am going to do what he says. I'm going to do what he says. And there's a lot of people right now, you know, I like to say that they're hear-hears and people who hear and hear again, people mm-hmm. who do and do again. But God's looking for some hear-do, mm-hmm. some people who hear it and do it. As a matter of fact, listen up.
We talk about how do we get back to God? How do we get back to the place that we are to, maybe for the first time, to a place that we need to be in God? Mm-hmm. You know, and I think about three statements. I think about hearing. I think about doing, mm-hmm. and I think about hearing and hearing, mm-hmm. doing and doing, and hearing and doing. This is why I think about that. Mm-hmm. I think about that because, you know, we're told by Jesus that if you hear these words, Matthew chapter 7, if you hear, and there's a storm happening right now. It's not like coming, it's here, and it's just escalating. And he's talking about a storm, how to survive in the storm. Mm-hmm. He says, if you hear these words of mine and you put them into practice, in other words, if you hear it and you do it, you're like a wise man who builds his house on a rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, the economy fell, I added that, and the winds blew and beat against the house, yet it did not fall because it had the foundation of a rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not do them, does not practice them, is a foolish man who builds his house on the sand. The rain came down, the storms rose, the winds blew, the economy crashed, the government flipped, you know, all these different things. Wow. And it fell with a great crash. And you think about it. It's so important, you know, and the American church has gotten so used to just hearing. Did you hear that? Yeah, I heard that. Did you hear? I heard that. Did you hear that? Oh, yeah, I heard that. You know, and and they said, you know what? I am so sold out for God. I'm so sold out for God, John. Listen, I'm going to go back next week. And I'm going to hear some more. And somebody says, you know, you haven't taught me because I've been here 10 years and I hear every week. hear, they said, right? But James tells us, you know, the brother of Jesus tells us in James chapter 1, he says, if you hear the word and you don't do it, you're merely deceived. So if you're a hear, hear. Mm. Hear, hear. right? Think about it. Here, I mean, how many people, I mean, I've never seen such beautiful, orchestrated, elegant hearers. You know what I'm saying? Right. It's like, look how she's hearing. Isn't that amazing? Right. I mean, she nods her head. She gives feedback, an amen every now and then. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he does so well. I mean, he's hearing really well. I mean, these are the best hearers I've ever heard. I mean, who would just show up to hear for so long? Hear, they said, right? And then you have the doers. You know, I'm thinking about Jersey. I'm just a doer. I just do. I'm a doer. I just like to do. I just don't know. I don't know what it is. I just do, right? Right? So, and it's a southern version of that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm a doer, right? Mm-hmm. That's what I just like to do. I get your chew gum when you say that. Probably sound better if I'm chewing gum. Anyway, so please don't. Please. Oh, my goodness. So, okay. Let's move on. And so in that, you know, Paul talked about in Philippians chapter 3, he talked about all of his doings. You know, as a matter of fact, when you go to a minister's breakfast,